USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still more sanctions being slapped on Iran. This time, the Trump administration has leveled financial sanctions on the country's foreign minister, Javad Zarif. National Security Advisor John Bolton says,
not a diplomat. He's a con man. He's a shill. He's a grifter. This is the sort of step by the United States that shows he's illegitimate.
Iran's president responding to the new sanctions by calling them childish, and saying they run counter to the Trump administration's stated goal of negotiating with Iran. A majority of House Democrats are now reportedly supporting a launch of impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Politico has the count at 118 out of 235 House Dems. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been resistant to the possibility of impeachment. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The front runner in the field of Democrats running for the White House, Joe Biden, was the target last night of many of the questions and comments from fellow candidates at a debate in Detroit. Here's New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to Biden.
So did you say those deportations were a good idea? Or did you go to the president and say, this is a mistake, we shouldn't do it? Which one?
I was vice president. I am not the president. I keep my recommendation in private.
That drew this from Senator Cory Booker.
Mr. Vice President, you can't have it both ways. You invoke President Obama more than anybody in this campaign. You can't do it when it's convenient and then dodge it when it's not.
A pilot of a Navy jet that crashed in California's Mojave Desert still missing. Seven people on the ground were injured when the jet crashed. The Super Hornet went down during a routine training mission. The House approved it last week, and now the Senate's moving closer to a vote on a big two-year budget deal that would also raise the debt limit. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Florida and Texas now have the dubious distinction of being the states with the most pediatric vehicular heat stroke deaths in the United States this year. This after a two-year-old was found dead in a van parked outside of a South Florida daycare center on Monday. Police say the little boy was in the vehicle all day. While temperatures outside were in the low 90s, his death is the 24th of its kind in the country so far this year. Capital One is being sued in federal court over that recent data breach. Morgan & Morgan saying they're extremely concerned that the hacker put the information on the dark web. The breach was announced a few days ago, with Capital One saying about 140,000 Social Security numbers were compromised, as were about 80,000 linked bank accounts. A Seattle woman's in custody as the alleged hacker. No big winners in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot, which had been set at $88 million, will now rise to at least $102 million for Saturday's next shot. That would put the cash value at $66.5 million. And a 79-year-old Ohio woman gets a second chance after being given a jail sentence for feeding stray cats. Nancy Segula was given 10 days in jail for breaking a local ordinance, but a judge is now ordering that she get another day in court to hear all sides of the story. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.